Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Stanley Cup playoffs move into the second round at the Garden tonight as the Bruins play the New York Rangers. The Bruins struggled through the first round, nearly blowing a two-game lead, but then won the series in an amazing comeback during Game 7 against the Maple Leafs. To look at whether the Bees can make it through the second round, we're joined now by Fluto Shinsawa, the Bruins beat reporter for the Boston Globe. Good morning, Fluto, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. You're welcome.
It's the first time in 40 years that the Bruins and Rangers have met in the postseason. How do they stack up against each other?
They're very two similar styles, Bob. They're both physical. They both rely on excellent goaltending. We saw some pretty good goaltending with James Reimer in Toronto, but it ramps up to an even higher level with Henrik Lundqvist in New York. He's going to be their key. He stops that first shot. They like to block shots in front of them. They like to play tough. Kind of sounds like the Bruins.
Let me ask about what's ahead for the Bruins by looking back to Game 7 in that series against the Toronto Maple Leafs. It was so memorable the way they were able to come back in that game, scoring three goals in the final 11 minutes of regulation and two in the last 90 seconds, forcing the game into overtime when they ultimately won. But lost in the drama of that is they blew a two-game lead on Toronto. Are the Bruins a bit streaky? Does this expose a weakness?
This absolutely crystallizes pretty much the singular personality trait of this Bruins team is that this drives the coaching staff and the management crazy, is that they don't know which team will show up. This is a team that can look great as they did in the Toronto series for three games and get up 3-1 in the series and then lose the next two, and then for the first 40 minutes of Game 7 just not show up. And then we saw, okay, well, let's apply ourselves here and let's play and let's try and extend our season. Look at what happened. They score three goals in the third period. So they have to apply that kind of energy, that enthusiasm, that belief toward the Rangers series. Otherwise, their season's going to come to an end.
Any way to know which team is going to show up starting tonight?
Absolutely not. I think they just want to carry whatever kind of momentum they had in that third period in overtime from Toronto into tonight against the Rangers, but they just don't know.
So what do they have to do to shore up to keep the Rangers at bay starting tonight?
Play their game. What they rely on is defense first. It starts with their goaltending with Tuukka Rask. He's going to have to make that first save. Also that second save in front of him. They create their offense off of defense. They'll get the puck in the defensive zone. They'll create speed through center ice, go into the offensive zone with speed, and then go to work down low. It's been their hallmark under Coach Claude Julien throughout his six seasons. That's what they have to do tonight. Forget about the opponent. Just play their game.
Biggest threat, though, from the Rangers that the Bruins have to watch out for?
Goaltending. It starts there. This guy, Henrik Lundqvist, he is among the top three goalies in the league. A lot will say he's been the best the last 5 to 7 years. It starts with him. You have to get pucks to him. You have to get people in front of him. Have to make life tough on him, which is something the Bruins really struggled to do consistently against Toronto. They didn't go to those hard-to-play-in areas, those danger areas where life gets pretty rotten if you go there consistently. But you get rewarded for it. All you have to do is look at the third period in overtime. They went to the front of the net, and they got rewarded.
Do you think that this series with the Rangers has the potential of going seven games like the Bruins-Toronto series? And if it does, who do you think pushes through to the next round of the playoffs?
Yeah, I absolutely do think it'll go seven games. The Bruins obviously went seven games. The Rangers went seven games in their first round. I like the Rangers in seven just because the Bruins are going to be entering the playoffs at least thin on defense. They have some pretty significant injuries. They're going to be shorthanded to start.
Fluto Shinsawa reports on the Boston Bruins for the Boston Globe. Thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
You're welcome, Bob. Thanks.